Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. I have a diary entry for you today, and if you make it to the end of this monologue and update, then I promise you I have a fun, tasty treat waiting for you at the end. Stay tuned to find out. Spoiler alert. It's a freestyle rap track that I made.
January 30th. 521 days since the last podcast release. What has been happening? I made it to Burning Man. As you heard in the last podcast, if you made it to the end, because silly guy Drake accidentally put the intro that he meant to put at the beginning of the Rebecca episode at the end, so you only heard the intro if you made it to the outro.
Wait a minute, see, we got breaking news. We were able to get into the back office of Spotify for Podcasters, which used to be Anchor, and we were able to drag the outro to the intro, see? Now the outro's back to the intro, the intro's back where the intro's supposed to be, see? And it was a live change, so now if you go back, it was actually in the right place. Oh, quite nice. And in other news, we are still in an uphill battle, trying to fight all this technology and memory cards. My new phone doesn't have an SD card slot. My new computer doesn't have an SD card slot. That's what I was using to move this to that and that to this. Hither, thither, and thither to hither. And now everything is swiveling and swiveler. But we're going to figure it out. We're getting it done. And these vibes are going through this into that and that into this. And we are able to figure this out.
And that was the status of life at that time. Things were sloppy. Things were silly. I went back to Illinois for uncle duty. My sister had a baby, and I moved back with my baby when she was like 5 or 6. And then, yes, I think she had her 5th and 6th birthday party in Illinois. I went back to be with family. And for a reset, Tiffany moved to Florida for yoga school, wanted to support her in that journey. I felt it was very important for her to receive that certification. It was supposed to be like a month or two. And then she got a job there, and it lasted almost 2 years. So, it was a journey. And when I first made the decision to move from Colorado back to Illinois, I thought it was going to be like up level central. I thought I was gonna be filming Instagrams and recording podcasts and everything, but I started working with my father, and you may or may not know that I had a hard time with my father, and I have had a hard go at it, and it was very stressful for me to work with him. It was traumatic, but at the same time it turns out it was necessary for us to work through many things, for me to earn his respect through hard work, and for me to show him that I was willing to be a man and do all the things. And by the end of the experience, I do feel we got to a place, a healthy place, where we had a mutual respect. I forgive him a lot, and I still do work on forgiving him. And we got to a good place. There was lots of father-son healing that happened there, and getting back in my family's home was good for my inner child healing. I had a lot of flashbacks and did a lot of work. But at the same time, when I got to Illinois, I kind of took my hands off the handlebars of my own life, and I kind of gave up. I was smoking more weed than ever, especially for it to be in an illegal state. I guess it's legalized, but, you know, it was black market, whatever, neither here nor there. I was smoking weed more than ever. Started even drinking weekly. And it got dark. I got a warehouse job, which at times was very fulfilling and made me feel awesome. I was doing great work, but the company was bullshit. And there was no reviews for raises. There was no possibility of moving forward. So it was very much a dead-end job the way it was set up. Although I loved doing the work, driving forklifts, training people, and doing all of the things, and moving $1 million worth of product every day, there was no incentive for it. There was no reason to be doing all the things I was doing, and I felt like a hamster wheel just spinning my wheels. And things got deep and dark. one of the Decembers for a week or two there. I remember having the suicidal thoughts. I would never act on such, but the thoughts were there. Part of the reason I went into this experiment taking my hands off the handlebars when I consciously made the choice to do so, I know going into coaching that if I don't know how to pull myself out of these areas and these mental spaces, how am I going to coach anybody else to do that? So I knew I had all the tools to get back on track. And with that, I let myself veer off the path pretty hard. And my hypothesis ended up being true. It got dark, it got bad. Creativity was at an all-time low. I felt I had no time for myself. Thank God I did have the support of my family for the parenting. My sister was an amazing teammate, helping me to raise Charlie when I was working. We did put Charlie into public school, which she actually loved, and it did help her excel very much in her reading that year. First grade, regular first grade. Thank you, school system, for that. It was a positive experience overall. So, getting back on track, when I then returned this past summer in July to Colorado, was a full-time mission, and also moved back in with Tiffany. Now, if you've listened to the whole podcast up until this point, it might be confusing of Tiffany's role in my life. So when we started the podcast, episode 1, I was referring to her as my wife. And then as time goes on, we got divorced and then lived separately. And then now, as of last July, we both moved into an apartment together here in Colorado. And it's been a roller coaster, as one could imagine, when you are living with your ex-husband or wife in the same space. It can be very stressful. And we are doing it for the co-parenting of Charlie and her highest good, for her to have both her mother and her father in her daily life. And there are sacrifices that are being made along with that. That being said, I think it's been a great journey overall. We've been working together. We've been learning. We've been flowing. Charlie's been loving it more than not. So it's been good overall. And yes, it's also been very challenging. And when I first returned to Colorado, my state of depression, let's use the word, and feeling like not my highest self, feeling not in my power, stepping into a space where Tiffany had just got to spend pretty much 2 years in her own energy, developing her own craft and her own flow, where she has, well, I don't want to share too much on her behalf, but let's just say she figured out ways to make money and create her own schedule. Let's just leave it at that. Excuse me. And I have been a pizza master for like 15 years now, and so naturally I got back into the pizza shops, and Tiffany makes about $200 an hour scheduling private massages and such, so there became this energy of putting Tiffany first and letting her schedule as many bookings as possible, and me having a minimum schedule, which only leads to me making between $800 or $1,000 a month, which after bills and general expenses, pretty much is nothing, as rent is basically $1,000 for any human out here in Colorado. So it's been rough, but again, it's been a good journey, learning, growing together, and flowing together. Now, for the past 30 days, I have not been smoking any weed. Here, while in the midst of Colorado, where it's bountiful and available, and I've been taking the measures to get back on track, been working more between the pizza shop and doing lots of Uber Eats, and I've actually had some high-level interviews these past 2 weeks, so that's actually been really good, hoping to possibly get a job as a technician working on forklifts for Crown, the number one company in the world. So hopefully by the next podcast I record, I've got that job sealed in, and I'm working full time doing that. But getting back on track was a real process. Going through detoxing, going back into daily meditations, getting in the sauna, getting in the gym, studying. I'm now at 80-85% on my holistic lifestyle coaching course with Paul Check, level 1. And I had that course available to me for the entire 18 months that I was living in Illinois, and the only time I was able to get any progress done on it was when I got sick and was out of work with what was considered to be the coronavirus, let's just say that. And so I had a week coughing up loogies and studying hardcore and got through a big chunk of it. But I actually got hung up on a section about the autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic versus sympathetic, and all the different hormones, and just had a bit of a tricky time getting through the multiple choice quiz with the way quizzes can be tricky. And it took me between failing the quiz twice and just time of not getting into it and not studying and not going for it. It was like April all the way to January that I was stuck in that one section. And now I've finally got through that section, and I'm on the final stretch here for the course. So I'm feeling good getting back into the studies with that. And that's been a big part of getting my power back. And I've also joined a group. We have like our fourth week call. We're in a 90-day container with JPK Experience on Instagram and Ransom Ra. And that's a container of 12 brothers from across the world. And we're all getting together on some sexual kung fu, self-mastery, and just brotherly connection and support. And that has been a huge help for me to get in the right mental space and to inspire me to really go for it and get back on track here. So I'm also filming a little mini documentary of my experience over these 90 days with that. How much time we got? I'm on lunch right now here at work. Currently, I got about 5 minutes left with you. So this is a catch-up podcast to kind of let you know what's been happening for these last 500 days or whatever. And my goal is going to be to release at least one podcast per month, between 1 and 4 podcasts per month. So I just got back into Anchor. Anchor got bought by Spotify. It seems Spotify is becoming like the monopoly of podcasts. And it seems April 2nd this year, Google Podcasts is going to disappear, which I'm kind of sad about because I love using Google Podcasts. It's been my number one thing, number one flow. So I got to figure out and go with the changes on that. And I don't like the lack of options. It feels like a monopoly situation. Ever since Spotify bought Joe Rogan, they've been like taking over the world of podcasting. So I got to figure out how to listen to podcasts on Spotify without being a subscriber. I subscribe and pay for SoundCloud just personally for music. So it's another thing. I don't want to spend another $10 or whatever it is. So that's a whole nother thing. But I just wanted to catch up with you guys and let you know what's been happening since the last release. And the next thing I record is going to be the Burning Man podcast about my experience and the 10 principles of Burning Man and how they relate to my time there.
Actually, turns out we got an opportunity to record a podcast with our buddy Emily Phil, which these are coming out at the same time. So right after this one, you're going to see a interview with my friend Emily, who went to Brazil and did an ayahuasca ceremony. So you get to hear about that, and then we're going to slap the Burning Man one down after that.
So, thanks for tuning in, you guys. I'm going to let you go with this, and I hope to be releasing the Burning Man podcast within a week of you hearing this. Sending all my love to you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Much love. Until next time, be well, my friends. Peace.
Thanks for hanging out with my little journal entry today. If you guys want to leave a 5-star review, that'd be awesome. And take a moment to check out the link tree in the show notes so you can see all the sponsors I'm working with. Save yourself some money on some human optimization, superfoods, blue blockers, shield jute, and more. Check it out. Peace. Oh, and I made a track while I was in Illinois, so as a little treat for finishing this diary entry, I'm going to let you listen to the rap track. Let's go. It's called First Grade, and it was recorded in Grandma's basement with my brother-in-law. Shout out Greg on the Pro Tools. Here we go. Rest in peace, Grandma. We love you. Let's send it.
Yo, shouts to Greg on the knobs. Yeah, yeah, we twisting knobs and it's popping off. Let me like that Passato. And you can see that I got woo. Anywhere that I need to, yes. And I got these moves like chess, yes, yes. I'll put this shit right off my chest. And I'ma always do my best, yeah. Cause that's how the fuck we made, yeah. Ever since I'm coming up from the first grade, yeah, yeah. We out here making decisions, yeah. We out here moving with precision, You can find me on my laser shit, yeah, yeah. I'll stun you like a taser, bitch. You cannot save this shit, We off on that mothership, You can see me on some other shit, yeah. Hanging with your sister and your brother, bitch. We out here and we doing this. We out here and we really doing this. Yes, it's really me and you in this, yeah. Yes, we really doing this. We got the girls, got the boys, got the whole crew, yeah. And we here, gonna do everything that we need to. Yeah. Got the girls, got the boys, got the whole crew. And we're gonna do everything we need to. This is the main show, no preview. Yeah, we going straight ham. We in this, going straight salami. We in this, serving to your mommy. We going straight in. Number one, that's how Drake went.
Thank you, thank you.
This is how we fucking made. Coming up from the first grade. We really doing this, yes. It's really me and you in this, yes. And I put that on my chest. We make the moves like chess,
yes.
We moving, yeah, we make decisions. Out here, moving with precision. Yeah, we really doing this. You see, it's really me and you in this.
Nice job, Katie.
Yeah, you know we got the whole team. We all here, just chasing one dream.
Oh, fuck that epic right at the end. But there was some sickness in there.
All right, that's all we got for today. Thank you guys for listening. And shout out to Beat Stars on the beat. What? Let's go.